This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. So take David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and add that to the sassy back and forth between June Carter and Johnny Cash that marked their stage shows, and you get some of what's behind the forthcoming album from Mad Crush. John Elderkin assembled the band Mad Crush, which is as theatrical as musical. Mad Crush will release their self-titled album on November 16th. We're going to get a preview today on The State of Things. John Elderkin is here on vocals and acoustic guitar, Joanna Satin on the vocals, and also is a sparring partner in today's match. Chuck Garrison is on percussion, Laura Thomas on the violin, and Mark Whalen on the electric guitar. Welcome, Mad Crush. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
You can check this whole thing out on Facebook. We're streaming live right now on our Facebook page, so check us out there, too.
We'll behave.
No, don't do that. No, it's the internet. Nobody's watching. Ziggy Stardust. So talk about how this album came together and this idea that, you know, where Ziggy Stardust plays a role in this.
Well, so I have been in indie rock bands for a long time, and I'm a fiction writer, and I just thought that writing 3-minute songs was great, but maybe I could do something much bigger. And while David Bowie was still alive, I came up with this idea of writing the follow-up to his Ziggy Stardust album where, as I understand it, aliens come and say the world's going to end in 5 years and everybody freaks out. So in my version of it, people take that very seriously. My parents in the story build a bomb shelter. We wait the 5 years and, of course, nothing happens. So now what?
The interesting thing about that is when that was written, you know, the earth, you know, the, like everybody dying in 5 years seemed like, wow, we don't have much time. Now it's like, well, we have 5 years, really? Because I'm thinking two at maximum. That's how much has changed since then. But it's the idea of storytelling, too, and the idea of this sort of meta story. And in fact, with that, I mean, legend has it that Bowie had written a bunch of songs and that the whole connective tissue came together in narrative kind of after the fact when they saw some of that.
I've read that, too. Yeah. And if you listen carefully, that seems to be the case because it's hard to follow the story.
You have a much nicer story, and we can prove it right now. Would you play a song for us?
Sure. This is called Time for a Love Song.
So it's time for a love song.
Great. What could possibly go wrong?
I know I love you like the sun and the stars and the moon.
It's only been 2 weeks, man. Too soon.
I feel the planets in motion. Moon tugging the tides of the ocean. Let's take a swim after midnight.
Not me, man. There's not a lifeguard in sight.
Let's lie on the big hill, meet the sun and the stars and the moon.
Out here. Can't just wait until June.
I feel the planets in motion, moon tugging the tides of the ocean.
See if I got this straight. So if it's time for a love song.
Well, yeah, that's what I've been talking about.
And if I love you like the sun and the stars,
I'm all for that, no doubt.
Well, I feel the planets in motion, moon tugging the ocean.
That's what I'm hoping.
Mad Crush from their self-titled album due out November 16th. John Elderkin on acoustic guitar and vocals, Joanna Satin on vocals, Chuck Garrison on percussion, Laura Thomas on the violin, and Mark Whalen on the electric guitar. You're doing something in Durham, right? You have a date coming up in Durham?
We are going to play at Arcana in downtown Durham on the 24th. Thank
November
you.
November 24th at Arcana.
We are really looking forward to that.
Great stuff. Talk about the idea here of that verbal sparring. Where'd that come from, and how does that play a part in your music?
So I had gone through a period of listening to country music, which I can't really play. I can fake it a little bit, but you know, listening to Dolly Parton sing to like Porter Wagoner and of course June Carter and Johnny Cash and that sassy thing, and I thought, well, I want to use that as, that would be a great way to have a dialogue that makes the band sort of conceptual, you know. There's like, this band is about that back and forth and have some fun with it. And I love how June Carter is really sassy with Johnny Cash, and that's really in the front of my mind.
Did it change for you? How do you write a song? I'm trying to imagine that, and it's interesting because when you write a song, you know, you're telling a story, and you can put a song together like that, and it tells a story, but you're in complete control of it. And then if you create another voice,
yeah,
I think that might change something. Does it change the way you have to approach the song?
It does. It does, and it in a nice way, because I've written by myself for so long, and now I bring this in, and I have other people in the band who are going to be participating in mm-hmm. this. And frankly, you know, Joanna is phenomenal on the vocals in the back and forth, but these guys, everybody's sort of coloring the story too. So way more nuance this way. And it's fun for me because now I'm really thinking, well, if Joanna is feeling this particular kind of thing, what are the electric guitar and violin going to do to...
Whose side are they going to be on?
Right. I mean, exactly.
Right.
No, you're so
yeah,
right.
That's very cool.
It does change it, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we can talk more about that. Let's play another song right now, if you would, please.
Great. Well, this is Joanna, and this is called Northern Lights.
Stack up, you weren't there. I heard a ghostly cry last night. I heard a ghostly cry.
lights the night. I run the sink and wash my hair. Tonight's the night. I run the sink and wash my hair. And when I crack up, you'll be there.
That is a song called Northern Lights, the band Mad Crush, John Elderkin on acoustic guitar and vocals, Joanna Satin on vocals, Chuck Garrison on percussion, Laura Thomas on the violin, Mark Whalen on the electric guitar. Their self-titled album will be released on November 16th. Of course, we have that information at our website, stateofthings.org, and you can link to other fine things. And we're streaming live on Facebook right now if you want to watch this. Also, Mad Crush is going to be performing at Arcana in Durham on November 24th, but right now you're listening to them on The State of Things. Great song, Joanna. Tell us how you got connected with this band.
Oh, okay. Well, I had some friends who invited me to a hootenanny one day. I didn't know who was hosting, but it turned out to be
you
this.
You didn't know what a hootenanny was.
I didn't know what a hootenanny was.
Were they still having those? You're not old enough to be in hootenannies.
I'm not, but he is.
Wow. A hootenanny. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I went to this hootenanny. I didn't even know anybody, but a few of these guys happened to be there. There was just a pickup band happening, and I whispered to my friends, you know, hey, you know, by the end of this party, maybe I'll get up on stage and sing a thing or two. And they're like, you can sing? I was like, eh. And by the end of that party, I was up there jamming with these guys. And afterward, John said, hey, we should play some music sometime.
I said, I've been looking for you.
Well, so what? So and what did you say?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
The same as many people.
Not the first time, right, John?
Right.
No, but talk about the coming together, because it's one thing to say, okay, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm in a hootenanny. But another thing, join a band. I mean, had you been in a band before?
No, this is my first band. I had done some singing in college. I sang a little a cappella. Mm-hmm. At Duke University.
Lady Blue.
Shout out to Lady Blue. But other than that, no, I had never been in a band before. Always sang, always had a creative, artistic performance side of me. But this is just new for me.
Wait, it's a great sound. Laura, I want to ask you a quick question here on the violin. Mm-hmm. It's a great sound that you put together, and it just adds such a wonderful dimension to all of this. How did you come to the band, and how long have you been playing violin?
Oh, well, I've been playing violin since I was 10, and I'm not going to tell you how long that's been.
Okay.
But a long, long time.
And is it the violin, or did you play the fiddle when you were...
No, I've played classical all my life,
yeah.
And I came to non-classical much later in life. Much to my sister's chagrin, she would have rather it had been earlier. And I met John probably 5 years ago through another...
Philip Collins.
Yes, through Phil Collins, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Phil,
yeah. Great, great record producer. amazing
exactly.
That you would even connect with him.
Best
and that's why
mine.
You are where you are
that's
today.
Right.
What
yeah.
a great story that is, your yeah. Phil Collins story. Look, great stuff. I want to leave you time to play us out. So
okay.
Why don't we stop talking? But first of all, I'll tell everybody all about you. And then I'll leave you time to play us out. Mad Crush, John Elderkin on acoustic guitar and vocals, Joanna Satin on vocals, Chuck Garrison on percussion, Laura Thomas on the violin, Mark Whalen on the electric guitar. Mad Crush's self-titled album will drop November 16th, and they have a performance at Arcana in Durham on November 24th. And, of course, all that's at our website, stateofthings.org. Remember, early voting is underway in the state of North Carolina. You can vote even if you're not registered. You can do that all at once when early voting is underway right now. The State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wodarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Mad Crush.
Thank you. This is Making Complaints, and I want to say Chuck and Mark are instrumental to this song working. Yes.
Literally
instrumental.
Yes.
Ready? One, two, three.
place, buying things I don't need off Amazon Prime. Overnight at Christmas turkey on the 4th of July. My appetite's fine and I'm not making complaints about how you threw me out.
No.
I'm not making complaints about what I must live without. How could you throw me out when you never let me in the first place? All that quality time, I wasn't biding my time. I always thought there'd be a time when you'd show me your mind. Fell asleep on your porch, the neighbors know. Fell asleep on your front porch through the night.